Sudbury.com runs a weekly list of things that are going on locally, both in person and virtual. If you're planning a performance, class, presentation, exhibit, fundraiser, initiative or other event in Greater Sudbury, send the details to calendar@sudbury.com so we can spread the word. More local events can also be found on Sudbury.com's events page. No Fences Musical Feb 8-10. From Pickin in Killarney to the Burwash Train to the Georgian Bay Blues, no other singer, songwriter tells the tales of our Northern Ontario neck of the woods quite like Andy Lowe. Andy is a singer, songwriter, entertainer who has called Sudbury his home for the last 35 years. He has been a mainstay at venues like Peddlers and Fionn McCool's and was the resident summer entertainer at the Killarney Mountain Lodge for 20 years. He has written and recorded over 30 songs celebrating the Sudbury, Killarney and Manitoulin area. Now, he and Sudbury Performance Group have put his collective 35 years of work into a new musical production, No Fences. Set around a campfire in the north, audiences will fall in love with Northern Ontario all over again as together Andy and Sudbury Performance Group sing the songs of our home. No Fences runs at Thornlow University Feb 8-10. Purchase tickets online here. Walden Winter Carnival Feb 8-11. The Walden Winter Carnival runs Feb 8-11. Events include kids' activities, a boot hockey tournament, pancake breakfast, cardboard box derby, snow sculpture contest, Valentine's cake decorating contest and more. Buttons are on sale now for $5 at local businesses. Visit the carnival's website for more information. Black History Month event at Sudbury Indie Cinema February 10th. In celebrating Black History Month, Sudbury Indie Cinema with Black Lives Matter Sudbury presents a free community screening of the late Charles Officer's multiple award-winning doc, Unarmed Verses. The film will be introduced by producer Lee Marin of the CBC. Doors open at 7:30 p.m. and the film screens at 8 p.m. Learn more online here. SSO String Quartet Show, Artistic Director Reveal February 10th Sudbury Symphony Orchestra will reveal its next artistic director during a February 10th String Quartet, Bohemian Rhapsody Across the Atlantic, show. Be the first to learn which of the five talented applicants was chosen and be the first to learn about what the new artistic director has in store for the orchestra, all while taking in the third installment of the acclaimed Chamber Series concerts, said an email from SSO. The finalists in the search are Josh Wood, Jamie Arrowsmith, Michael Hall, Bill Rosen and Francois Coe, all of whom have presented concerts to local audiences in the last few symphony seasons. The Bohemian Rhapsody Across the Atlantic show takes place February 10th at 7:30 p.m. at Place des Arts. Join the SSO Quartet for a small social after this performance at Le Bistro inside Place des Arts, for a perfect night out of the cold. This concert features the quartet performing the works of two Bohemian, Czech, composers that journeyed across the Atlantic. Antonín Dvořák's Spirited, American, String Quartet is his most well-known composition for string quartet, composed in Iowa and featuring the music he heard in his travels across the United States, from birdsongs to spirituals. It may remind some keen listeners of the New World Symphony. The SSO String Quartet is also pleased to present the complex and beautiful String Quartet No. 2 by naturalized Canadian Oscar Moravitz. Purchase tickets online here. Art Show February 10th-11 Check out, Winter Green, an art show celebrating summer and winter. Enjoy the art of Sue Lampinen, Cheryl Boyven, Astrid Colton, Deborah Lynn Ireland, Elizabeth Irvine, Ruth Reed and Nicole Tranchamontane Roy. The event runs at Lampinen Fine Art and Custom Framing both February 10th and 11th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Singing Valentine's Booking deadline February 13th. Nickel City Sound is bringing back its Singing Valentines once again. The city's award-winning barbershop chorus wants to sing your Valentine in person. Why not surprise that special someone with a fun gift of a song, a card and a flower? Schedule an appointment by Tuesday, February 13 at 8 p.m. The service is only available in the Greater Sudbury area, including Chelmsford and the Valley. The cost is $40 and includes a card and a carnation from Rosary Florist. Visit www.nickelcitysound.ca. La Slague presents Au Bistro des Découvertes, February 13. Not all great talents are great stars. Discovering them, despite their relative obscurity, is a keenly felt pleasure. It's in this spirit that La Slague invites you to Au Bistro des Découvertes. This intimate concert series is carefully curated, with new talent personally recommended by seasoned French Ontario artists. On February 13, Simon Utroz, who goes by the artist name McLean, presents Samuel Pelletier. Since the age of 12, Samuel has devoted himself to the guitar. Whether through teaching, his work on the metal scene with the bands Carcaos and Aeon Falls, or fingerstyle, around which he created two albums, Halcyon Nights 2014, Shadow 2018, Samuel thrills audiences and students alike. The show runs February 13 at 5:30 p.m. at Place des Arts Le Bistro. Purchase tickets online here. Valentine's Date Night at Sudbury Indie Cinema, February 14. Valentine's Date Night at the Indie. Enjoy a special presentation of the late Norman Jewison's romantic comedy, Moonstruck, 1987, starring Nick Cage and Cher. Members $10, non-members $14. Children $7. Doors open 6:30 p.m. with the film screening at 7 p.m. Learn more online here. Beaver Lake Winter Carnival, February 16-18. Enjoy winter fun at the Beaver Lake Club during the Beaver Lake Winter Carnival, which runs Feb 16-18. Enjoy a spaghetti supper, euchre party, Finnish pancake breakfast, bake sale, jug curling, skating, cross-country skiing, boot toss, rolling pin toss, canteen with the pierogi princess, music, silent auction, penny table, blast from the past snowmobile show and snowmobile poker run. Full details available online here. Anti-Valentine screening at Sudbury Indie Cinema, February 17. Anti-Valentine's Day screening at the Indie. Enjoy a screening of David Cronenberg's The Fly, 1986. Nightmare Nook series presents the movie that coined the phrase, be afraid. Be very afraid. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. with the film screening starting at 7 p.m. Learn more online here. TNO presents Le Château Intérieur, February 22-24. Actor Pierre Paquette invites you into his Château Intérieur, his interior castle, or if you prefer, his soul, where literary works that have shaped his life and remain with him to this day are preserved. Monologues, poems and stories are brought together in a bouquet, in a performance infused with profound humanity. An ode to the writings that inspire us to laugh, cry and reflect. Words that leave an indelible mark on us. Scripts that sometimes change our lives. I am fundamentally a performer, said Paquette. My art consists in taking someone's words and putting them into the ear of someone else, in this case the audience. And to achieve this, I have to make the words my own. They have to become a second skin. For the actor, the metamorphosis occurs when the word becomes embodied. That is theatre. The Théâtre du Nouvel Ontario show runs Feb 22-24 at Place des Arts. The show is partially in English. English surtitles are available at the 2:30 p.m. show on February 24. Purchase tickets online here. City of Lakes Music Society concert, February 24. Presenting music from the mid-20th century, the City of Lakes Music Society concert entitled Music from the Ashes, marking the 75th anniversary of NATO, features music by Sergei Prokofiev, Darius Milhaud, Hens, John Weinzweig, Hans Werner Henze, Samuel Barber, and Ralph Vaughan Williams. Performing on the concert are pianist Dr. Charlene Biggs, soprano Nicole Glover, violist Dr. Jamie Arrowsmith, clarinetist Brenda Arrowsmith, and the Sudbury Guitar Trio, Keenan Comartin, Matthew Gould and Alan Iserief. This concert takes place on Saturday, February 24 at 7:30 p.m. at St. Peter's United Church, 203 York Street. Admission at the door is $25 general, $20 seniors and students. Free for children under 12. For more information, contact info at cityoflakesmusicsociety.ca. GNO presents Beneath the Willow Tree, exhibit until March 8. Filmed in Lake Ontario, this video envelops the viewer by footage of a figure attempting to drown, not yet succeeding or failing. Through the sound of the water, the viewer can hear echoes of Ophelia's songs that linger as her words of truth in her world. Research on female characters who have died by voluntary drowning following feelings of alienation has led the artist Rahab Essai to work on Ophelia's symbolic death. The suicide of Virginia Woolf is another starting point for the artist's work. Wondering how her descent into madness and sudden lucidity were confirmation of her departure. Considering alienation as a cause of depression for women has prompted further questioning for the artist about the borders between madness, depression, euphoria, and ecstasy. Learn more online here. Art Gallery of Sudbury off-site exhibits Winter 2024. Although the Art Gallery of Sudbury's main site at the Bell Mansion is currently closed for safety reasons, it continues to run off-site exhibits you can take in this winter. Bill Whitaker exhibits at 174 Elgin Street until February 17. Bill Whitaker gained fame as an expert decoy carver under the tutelage of master carver Orest Andrews. Working hunting decoys evolved into decorative bird carvings. In 1986, Bill was commissioned to carve hooded mergansers presented to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II when she officially opened Science North. Retirement has allowed Bill to pursue other creative outlets, including acrylic and oil painting plus soapstone carving. Check out the art of Wallace Gillard at the Laughing Buddha until April 23. The Copper Cliff artist describes his artistic process stating, "I feel a drive to get lost in the artistic process. Planning, smearing pigment, and refining details. Rarely limiting myself to one medium, I seek to create captivating otherworldly scenes that foster interdimensional curiosities and explore the boundaries of reality and imagination." An exhibit by Francine Robillard at Sudbury Theatre Centre also runs through until March 14. "I am inspired by walks in nature, insects, wildlife, flowers, and especially the moon, which is found in most of my pieces," said her artist statement. "I like to work with dried flowers and vintage black and white photography. Art history has always fascinated me, and I enjoy exploring new and older style artists' techniques. I am a mixed media artist. I work with alcohol inks, oil, acrylics, found objects, foliage, and yes, even insects. I returned to collage work during the lockdowns, posting art pieces from the Absurdist Collage Club prompts on Instagram, and have sold some of these pieces. Pierogies and cabbage rolls, Mondays to Fridays. Fresh pierogies and cabbage rolls are available for pickup from Monday to Friday at the Ukrainian Senior Center. Place your order by phoning 705-673-7404.